we do it primarily for two reasons. One, we have a pretty active grassroots letter writing campaign from our members, and we do the scorecard so they can actually compare how well they're doing and how effective their advocacy has been with their legislators. And then secondly, it's just to provide some information on how supportive legislators are of federal worker issues. It's certainly not the only thing that federal workers should use when making decisions about voting, but it's a good indicator of just how supportive these legislators have been of federal worker issues.
And it's been a time where a lot of talk about pay and benefits and all sorts of stuff. What did you find? What did the survey find as a result of your assessment?
Well, that is a very interesting point. I've been doing this, as I said, for about 5 years now, and usually we rank on 10 issues and we have our position, and I would say 99% of them have always been yes, you know, support paid parental leave, support repeal of the government pension offset, windfall elimination provision. This past scorecard, we had more no's than we've ever had cumulatively of all the scorecards ever done. And this is, as you mentioned, it's a direct indication of our economic times and many legislators turning to the federal workers to solve our budgetary problems.
And so give us a takeaway from this. I mean, should people, because even on Friday, the president was talking about, for the first time, talking about furloughs, even layoffs in the federal workforce. And I know it's created a lot of concern out there. And you're even seeing it a little bit in your scorecard.
Exactly. And it's something we obviously are very concerned about. We do appreciate the fact that the economy is bad and something needs to be done. However, we don't think it should be on the backs of federal workers, mainly because Americans depend on these services. If you think about just your everyday life, you get the mail, you eat food that's been inspected, you use products that have been inspected for safety reasons, you get your Social Security check in the mail or unemployment in the mail. So, you know, this is something that I think it's easy to say furlough, but then what happens? I mean, the work is still going to be at that same high level, and Americans are still going to expect these services. And you can't do that if you're at home, sitting at home, not working.
Yeah.
So we're working on a couple of projects. Hopefully we're going to launch one early next year just to prove how important federal workers and the services they provide are to Americans in their day-to-day lives.
Give us the Washington Post just has come out with this survey looking at how Joe everybody out there views federal workers. Not a pretty picture.
Yeah.
Generally think that they're overpaid, underworked, underqualified for the work that they do, that if they were in the private sector, they'd be eaten alive, as you using my words, not theirs. You read that and your sense is what?
Well, my sense is, again, concern, but also a little bit of misunderstanding with respect to, let's just look at the pay issue, and that's been getting a lot of press lately. They've done some surveys or some studies. Unfortunately, the studies aren't correct because they're matching apples to oranges. They're taking the entire private sector workforce, which includes a lot of minimum wage jobs that are not present in the government.
Right.
So when you took at everybody, yes, the federal government's going to have higher average salaries. But you've got to compare, like legal lawyers in the federal government are no way making what the lawyers are making in the private sector.
IT scientists. There are a lot of even some medical folks that are. I mean, I don't know. The data is still, I think, being compiled. But my general perception is you can find a better, not better job, higher paying job out in the private sector.
Right, and that's what we have been saying. Now, with that being said, you know, federal workers, and we agree. I mean, we have good benefits, and that is something that my members and most federal workers do not take for granted. They appreciate that they do have these benefits, but they also are providing essential services to Americans, and that's what's getting lost in all this discussion back and forth. Sure, you know, is everyone performing at 100%? I can't say that. I'm not in every office, but I know my members, and my members are there all hours, working extra hours, and they take their jobs very seriously and the services that they provide to Americans.
Well, and having worked in the private sector, not every employee in the private sector is doing everything, and you go, no,
exactly.
I'm not sure I've had to call my credit card company where, the job doesn't always get done the best that it possibly could. One other question, and then I'll let you go. It's not Contract with America, but the Republicans have put out this that calls for freezing federal pay. They don't actually call for cutting the number of feds, but not hiring any new ones. Again, there seems to be this tide out there of feds, federal workers, all being looked at with a much more, you're under the microscope these days.
Exactly. And I think one reason is that the Republican leadership has always said that the discretionary spending is too high. And that's an easy target. Okay, let's just, cut the federal workers. But again, I have to go back to the services are going to be cut too. And that will impact, members of Congress and their staffs as well. So again, it's something that we know we have to take very seriously. We know that the next Congress is going to be a much tougher fight for us. We're going to be fighting more bills as opposed to working for passage of more bills. We know that. And it's going to be a tough year, but we're ready for it, and we're getting our ammunition together.
And so as you start to look towards the next Congress, the 112th Congress, it does seem like, as you said, it's going to be a very different place.
It's going to be a very different place. And as the flurry of legislation that was introduced at the end of this session, the furlough bill, which was we egregiously against that one. It's just unfair. And that, like you said, the pay freeze, they're also thinking about going back to 2008 levels and laying off people who are above those levels. So they're all out there. I think we're going to see a lot more of them, and we're going to be out there fighting them.